fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, you can set your clocks. It's Thursday night, it's 8 p.m., and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio, to filter through all the fake news, to figure out what's going on, to filter through the propaganda and get what the real story is, the real news, and discuss the real topics of the day, because at FM Talk 106.5, we turn up your voice. So hopefully you're listening to us on TuneIn Radio or just across the old-fashioned radio waves or on streaming on FMTalk1065.com. But we are here every week without fail. And you wonder, as you watch the violence and the rioting and the looting keeps going on week after week, how is it we can get here every week without fail? And you wonder if we face any challenges. Well, this week we did. The electrons, although closely monitored and cared for by our award-winning engineer, tried to pull down the transmitter. But they failed because our award-winning engineer intervened, and he stopped them. He called in the National Guard and kept the electrons from pulling down the transmitter, and he has got them back in line and ready to be broadcast out to you clean and ready to bring to your ears Common Sense Radio. And that is our fearless warrior against renegade Electron Lives Matters, our engineer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate it. I'm not sure where to go with that. But
you did. Yeah. You stood tall.
I got rid of the Antifa influence in the...
Antifa electrons squashed.
Yep, absolutely.
Squashed by our award-winning engineer.
Not going to pull down my tower.
No, they're not. Not while he's on watch. No way. And to bring dignity and decorum to the show, we have our director of quality assurance and the head of the research department, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice gal, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
I am still with you.
Still here.
I am still Teresa Taylor. I have not changed my name.
You haven't changed your name.
I haven't. Probably have offended someone this week, but as far as I know, I'm not changing.
Not yet.
I'm not changing anything.
Yes.
I'm still the same.
Well, who knows how many people I offend all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Somebody just texted in those fascist ELM.
Elms. Yeah, like.
You got them. Don't worry. We won't put up with any of that nonsense. Not here at Common Sense Radio. Okay. Golly, the story is, it's amazing.
Where do you start?
I know. Where do you start? But literally, this is about a month now of this.
Yeah.
Of night after night, there's a protest here, there's looting here, there's, and now mostly it's just trying to pull down statues and all that. But
yeah, and it's almost like George Floyd, who?
I know.
I mean, really?
No, a lot of times they're not even talking about him, but I think we might be getting weary of it. I mean, Seattle has now decided that the summer love is not that loving. And they're now reconsidering, we need to kind of get rid of this CHOP autonomous zone or whatever. And they're trying to get. So once again, who is right? President Trump said, don't put up with that nonsense. And really, because they did it and they allowed it, what happened?
Other places.
They tried to set up the Black House autonomous zone in Lafayette Square across from earlier this week in Washington, D.C. They spray painted.
Pause?
No, B H.
Pause.
Yeah, it was
A-Z.
Like.
Yeah.
Pause.
Black
Pause.
House.
Pause.
Yeah, the Black House Autonomous Zone. They spray painted on the St. John's Church across from the White House there in Lafayette Square.
Yeah.
And they started setting up. Well, fortunately, Capitol Hill Police, Secret Service, and the National Guard said no.
Nope.
And they wiped that away pretty quickly. Apparently, they tried to do it in New York City somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there was somewhere else they tried it.
Portland, I think.
Yeah, Portland.
Yeah.
But I think nobody's really been as successful as the renegade province of CHOP in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they're the original.
But you see, you have seen that other mayors and governors are now kind of pushing back on some of these activities.
Well, especially when they are realizing, well, who was the senator who even got pummeled in the street? And he was like, wait, I'm one of y'all. I'm on your side.
Oh, that was in Wisconsin.
They're starting to realize the insanity of this.
It's total insanity. This is in Wisconsin. What?
Yes, it was Wisconsin.
2 nights ago.
He's like, you know, I'm on your side. No. I'm one of you. They don't care.
It doesn't matter.
You know what? I've argued this with the radical Islam thing the whole time when the left has always aligned with them.
Right.
I'm like, they will come for you too. They don't care
that
you were so-called on their side at one point. And this is the same thing, which is quite ironic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's simply a matter that this country is under attack by these leftist communist radicals or anarchists. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, the amazing thing is the Democrats seem to think that they can use this to consolidate their power, and that's not what these guys are about. I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter. There are some elements in that, I think, but I'm talking about the anarchists who are wanting to pull down every statue.
Every statue.
The emancipation.
How can Black Lives Matter be upset about that?
And
Grant. Yes, there you go.
Grant, the Union general who defeated the Confederacy, they pulled down his statue. They pulled down Matthias Brown, an abolitionist in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Because why? Because he's an old white dude.
Got it. Exactly.
So we pulled him. But he was an abolitionist.
Yeah.
So here it goes.
It doesn't matter.
Any old statue will do at this point.
Yeah.
It's very true.
And actually, and what you're saying on the emancipation, do you know the full story on the emancipation statue?
I do not.
Well, they're talking about pulling it down, but now there is a cry from Black historians and the Black community, no, 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 you leave that alone, because do you know who paid for the emancipation statue in Washington? Former slaves.
Oh.
That was put up in the 1870-something, and it was paid for by former slaves.
Wow.
They raised the money, they got it designed, they got it put up. And the dedication, Frederick Douglass was the keynote speaker.
Well, and breaking now, it says that they've moved their plans. It's in Lincoln Park in D.C. They've moved their plans to do it on Friday now.
To do what on Friday?
Take it down.
Well,
I guess they were going to do it soon. I don't know why they're announcing it.
There's actually starting to be pushback, though, from the Black community. Whoa.
Well, that must show that it's working. Yeah.
No, I think they're – and that goes back to the guy in Wisconsin – this was a Democrat senator who happens to be gay, and he was working late, and he came out, and I guess he thought it was so cool to see his people rioting out there, whatever they were doing, and so he was trying to take a selfie, and they thought he was just, you know, a troll.
Right.
And so the poor gay Democrat senator got beat up by a bunch of women.
Some big women went over and
literally beat the tar out of that guy. And he's like, but I'm one of you.
It's like a weird form of cannibalism almost.
It is.
You know, they're eating themselves of their own.
They don't care. They're going after everybody. And that's why you got to recognize, folks, Antifa is a Marxist group. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist group.
Yes. Yeah.
The founders, what did they say? We are trained Marxists.
Yeah,
and they're being aided by anarchists.
Yeah,
because the anarchists were like, "Oh no, we'll do."
And they've admitted on tape, "We're not here to be peaceful. We are here to dismantle and disrupt. We are here to destroy the family unit." They're not mixing their words. The problem is there's still liberals in this country, even in this county, that are still think this is about racism and so-called some silly thing called white privilege. It's all a fantasy. That's the part I'm having trouble with right now. Is very smart people are still
not reading what
these Marxists are actually saying.
They are going after everybody, and the anti-racism movement, whatever you want to call it, is being hijacked.
Yeah,
it's totally hijacked. It's totally being used because they can't impose socialism, communism, Marxism on the American people because we reject it still as a whole. So what they're using is racism as the wedge issue to say it is all contaminated. The United States of America is irredeemable. It must all come down. And that is what they are after right here. But you heard Hawk Newsom, a BLM leader in New York who was interviewed, I forgot by who, and said, look, if they don't meet our demands, we will burn down the system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not mincing their words. Like
no,
you said,
they are.
But the liberals, oh, no, they don't mean defund the police. They don't mean burn down the system. But Trump came out and said, those are words of insurrection and sedition.
Yes. Yeah.
And they will not be tolerated. So I'm hoping that means that they're going to go after that guy and look at prosecuting him for sedition.
Well, and honestly, there are a very limited number of leaders in this movement.
Oh.
And the real question is, why aren't they being rounded up?
It's
very possible.
Exactly.
We took down Gaddafi.
Took down the mafia.
We took down,
Al-Qaeda,
Yeah. Pablo Escobar. Just think about our resources.
Like
it is.
Why are they not breaking the back of the leadership? And what I want to know is, when are they going to expose where the money is coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Who is contributing? Because there's a lot of money going into this.
Right.
Well, we know where some of it is. American corporations are bending over backwards. Go, I'm not racist. Here's $1 million. Here's $10 million. Yeah. Please don't get my stores. But hey, the folks might be woke weary out there. Nike sales are down 46% in North America.
Yeah.
They lost $790 million the last quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So we might be woke weary. Okay, we're way over the break, but look, we'll be back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And don't forget, pandemic is still out there. That Wuhan flu is still going around. And you need to protect your family. You need to protect your business. And if you're reopening and you want to reassure your customers, protect your employees, you need Surface Guard. Don't just try to clean away the germs and microbes and viruses and bacteria. Kill them. That's what Surface Guard does. It's a topical treatment, or not exactly topical, but it's a surface treatment that you put on the surfaces that touch. Has tiny microscopic spikes that kill the microbes on contact. You need Surface Guard. Protect your home, especially your businesses. You get that certificate up front to say this establishment is protected by Surface Guard.
Which is important here in Mobile. I just saw that the Mobile County Health Department now has a better broad ban to accept snitch calls.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So they can
and they
tell
even
you.
Called it that themselves.
The
they said
calls.
At first we didn't have enough bandwidth to do it, but now we do.
Now we do. So you need to get
and
Surface
it,
Guard.
I really thought it was like a Babylon Bee thing, and then I'm like, no, this is from Mobile County.
Mobile County
if
Health Department.
If you see a business that's not operating properly, now you can snitch your heart out.
I bet they're getting plenty of calls.
Yeah. And it may be an important thing. But
so don't get the call.
Yeah, you
get
don't want to be the
guard.
One to get complained
right.
on.
Call No that's Steam right. Carpet Clean at 610-3349. Give David a call, and he will help you out. Give you a quote at 610-3349. Okay, we're talking about all these different the autonomous zones, and then, the defund the police. Oakland has abolished their school police department.
Hmm.
Now, thank God we haven't had one in about, a year and a half? What happens when they have a school shooter?
Well,
I mean, do we think that the school shooters have gone away, that that's not going to happen again at some point?
You talk nicely to them, and you send them a social worker.
Send the social worker down there?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's insanity to me. And then, in Minneapolis, where they voted to basically abolish their police, and they're going to do some kind of – they're still working on what kind of social work, community outreach response instead of police. Don't worry. A Minnesota state rep says that the Antifa and Muslim groups, just happen to be in Ilhan Omar's district – plan to police Minneapolis under Muslim rule.
Oh, man.
They plan to start putting Sharia patrols out.
Here's the thing. The brown shirts in Nazi Germany didn't have really any restrictions on them.
Right.
And once the police were gone, they had free reign
and they
to bust heads. And
that's how this starts.
That's how they operate.
And maybe it wasn't a coincidence that it started in...
I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but that's where it is. So if anybody's listening from Minneapolis, it is time to move.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw a thing on Zillow. Someone did like a screenshot of Zillow from that area. The whole thing's red.
Yeah.
Like overnight, everybody listed their house. It's like the new Detroit, apparently, which
everybody's
is so sad.
Out.
Because none of those property owners did anything wrong.
No, and they're just trying to get out. And now somebody questioned me on social media. Is there any proof of that? I said, well, there's a Minnesota state rep says that. But there's also already a 2017 story from the New York Times how in that Somali area where there's a lot of Somali, that they were trying to there's a few people try to Sharia patrol already in 2017.
Right.
So there's already precedent for it.
Established no-go zones, and that's been going on in France particularly for a very long time.
No, there's
so it's not a new idea. It might be kind of new to what we're being made known of.
France has already done that. There's large sections of Marseille and of Paris and other of the big cities that already been ceded over to the Muslim ghetto there, the population, and they patrol it and police it and govern it themselves. French police don't
even
go in.
Because the gendarmes don't go in there.
They don't go in. They don't go in. Okay, let's get a call here. We got Robert from Gulf Shores, who is I believe, one of the chairmen with the Common Sense Campaign. That is your South Alabama Tea Party that's still alive and kicking after 10 years, watching after your interests with local, state, and national government. Robert, what do you got for us?
Hi, Pete. What's going on is the Common Sense Campaign, in partnership with 106.5 FM, is hosting a town hall for the U.S. Senate candidates.
Oh, great.
Senators, it's Tuesday the 30th, June the 30th, this coming Tuesday at 12 noon on Sean's midday mobile show.
Wow.
We have the noon to 1 p.m. hour, and we have invited Senator Sessions and Coach Tuberville. Senator Sessions has accepted. Coach Tuberville's campaign sent back, and, you know, we're doing this by email, and they asked a couple of follow-up questions. We've answered their questions, and we're still waiting to hear from Coach Tuberville's campaign, but we're going to have it one way or the other, and like I say, Senator Sessions is going to participate. And Dr. Lou Campagnosi and Robert Kennedy Jr. are going to ask the questions. So it's all going to be Senator Sessions will answer questions from Dr. Lou and Robert Kennedy Jr. For an hour, and go over what we consider to be some important issues in this campaign.
Well, that's a great service. And look, folks, that's what the Common Sense Campaign has been doing for over a decade now. They've been analyzing legislation, getting the word out. But one of the great things they've been doing is candidate forums, sponsoring these things, town halls, so that you can get to hear directly from the candidates. So that's great. This is next Tuesday, the 30th of June, on the noon hour of Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for that notice. We'll post it on our Facebook page as well, and we'll try to repeat it and promote it. And I'm sure a lot of people will tune in. We appreciate what you're doing for the folks of District 1. Thank you to our South Alabama Tea Party Common Sense Campaign. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. All right. Let's hit the local campaigns for a second, since we're off on that. The runoff is like 3 weeks away. Mm-hmm. It's on July 14th. It's coming up. It's going to be hot. It's going to be so bloody hot. And you've got Sessions in Tuberville in the runoff. And then you have, for District 1, you have Jerry Carl and Bill Hightower in the runoff. And you're seeing that those campaigns are really heating up and unfortunately getting pretty nasty. The Club for Growth, who was the big anti-Trump group back in 2016, has literally poured about $1 million into District 1 to smear Jerry Carl. And some of it's pretty brazen and downright false. I mean, they twist a lot of things, and some of it's just downright false. So be curious, for those of you, what you think about how that campaign is turning and some of the negative advertising, if you want to call in or text. But we will be monitoring that as we get closer to the election, because it's coming up. And it's in a very, very important election, because, folks, no matter what you think, for the congressional race, it's pretty much whoever wins this runoff is going to be your next congressman. Because
well, that's generally the way it works. I mean,
the Democrat Republican in District 1 doesn't really have a chance to win.
So the now, primary is the big race.
It is the big race. So for district now for Senate, I'm not 100% sure on that. When these two guys go, would think they beat Doug Jones, but I don't think that's a lock.
Let us never forget that the incumbency has a lot of built-in, advantage to win re-election, regardless of party. I mean,
they win
regardless
90%.
Of area, the incumbent has so much built-in, look at the air quotes, campaign.
They got momentum. They got all sorts of things. Advantage.
I mean, they've got the things as the newsletters that they can send out every week to their
name's been out in front of you the last few years.
Yeah.
There's so much out there. The name ID is there.
And even
you
though
you can't take it for granted,
they're not supposed to use government resources for campaigning like postage and things like that. They can communicate with their districts,
right?
And that's 90% of the game.
That is 90% of the game. So you can't take that one for granted. But it's a very important runoff. Don't forget, July 14th, we got those two very important runoffs. Okay, we're up against the break. We'll make this one on time. But we will be back with calls and texts and
or
the Reagan
insults.
Quote.
We like insults.
Or insults are good. Yeah. I love insults. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And at the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor. That's ABC Signs and Shirts. That's your headquarters for dry fit custom-made shirts or custom-made banners, custom-made signs, whatever you need for your business, for your family reunion, your sports team, whatever crazy political movement you've come up with in your fevered mind after listening to Common Sense Radio for 9 years, week after week after week, and you've come up with something and you need signs and t-shirts, you need to go to abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z, or abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z. They can help you with it. They can design it for you. They can do it all. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university.
Now, why did you negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
University is a public institution.
That's right.
Important institution.
But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
Boom.
Boom. I wanted to edit that there. The first time you let young people think, I wanted to just clip it right there. But I let it play. Yeah,
but
I let it play.
This this was an unusual quote. This was actually an exchange from 1969 when Reagan was governor of California. And at the University of Berkeley, I don't remember the exact details, but they were going to – they had a site they were going to build something new on the university.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there were some people at the – students at the university opposed to it, and they had a violent protest.
Right.
I mean, literally a violent protest where there was destruction, kind of like what we've seen now.
For sure.
Because 69, if you remember, was a year
pretty,
of a lot of civil unrest and protest.
Was that SDS? Was that the SDS at –
I think they were involved in that,
The
Students for Democratic Socialism. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they were involved in that. Well, anyway, that was Reagan going out to the university and telling them, you're not doing it, because he sent out the California Highway Patrol and some other police, and they put it down. They rounded them all up, and they stopped it. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked this one to say, he said, and he was talking to the university professor when he said it, "It all began the first time some of you who know better let young people, and those of you who know or old enough to know better, let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest."
Right.
And they had disobeyed the laws and destroyed property. Mm-hmm. Reagan put it down, I picked that one because that's what we need. That's the column this week. Enough. Otherwise, it will never end. You can get it at BamaNewsNow.com.
In a civilized society, you cannot pick and choose which laws to obey and which ones to not. And it drives me crazy when I hear, attorneys general or district attorneys or police departments say, you know, we're not going to enforce that law.
Right. What do you mean you're going to enforce that law? Why did we put it on the books?
You know, I understand the constraints and the burden that, you know, overwhelming the system with a lot of arrests and a lot of cases to go before court. But the fact of the matter is, if the law is on the books, it needs to be enforced and it needs to be prosecuted. Mm-hmm. And if it's a situation where it's not an effective law or it's something that needs to be changed, you go to the legislature and you change it.
And again, that's the brilliance of our Constitution.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many checks and balances that you can't just make a law. That's why we were so upset when these governors were decreeing things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just decreeing, you got to wear a mask.
Well, it's not really a law because you didn't go through the prudence that this nation is built upon.
Because when you violate the laws, you make a law. Who makes the laws?
Well, ultimately, we the people make the law.
The legislators make the laws, but it's us speaking through the legislators.
Exactly.
Because we petition or lobby our legislators, we want this law. We support this law, whether it's about gill netting or whatever, taking down statues, whatever it is. We have impressed upon our legislators. We are the voice. So when the prosecutor says, I'm not enforcing that, that's not just telling they're telling the people, screw you.
Yeah.
We don't care what you want. We're going to do
it our
way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's enough of that, and that's where the column goes, enough, otherwise it will never end. They are destroying property and business. They say it's all for racism, and they're trying to help minorities. But most of the businesses and the people they're injuring are minority businesses.
Well, the
minority people are the ones that are being hurt the most by this.
The case in point, the Wendy's in Atlanta, in an area that is generally predominantly a black area, employing black youths and
who now don't have jobs.
Maybe, probably, more than likely, and I don't know this for a fact, but the franchisee was probably a black business owner.
It could, in Atlanta, could
very well have been.
Yeah.
And I mean, it wasn't Wendy's Corporation. I heard somebody talking on Gallagher's show, Mike Gallagher, you know, that we never hear corporation. We only talk about Wendy's, and it was a statement, you know, back up and, you know. Well, it wasn't Wendy's Corporation. It was Wendy's franchisee.
There's some guy who
who saved all his life, put his money together, got a couple of friends, maybe. Who knows?
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's not as easy.
I mean, we're talking $300,000-$500,000 for one of these fast food franchises.
And they probably cannot reopen it.
No, absolutely not.
So what happens? Think of Ferguson.
Yeah.
You know what's not in Ferguson?
Not well.
A grocery store, a pharmacy.
After
all of that, all of those were burned down, gutted, and now they're not there. So now that community suffers.
Yeah.
They don't have a grocery store in their community anymore. Don't have a pharmacy.
They're the workers that live around the block. They're not coming from somewhere else. They're local.
This hurts.
Yeah.
But the real point in the column is they are trying to erase history and rewrite it. That's why it started with the Confederate statues, but then it went to General Grant, Francis Scott Key, George Washington. Now Sean King, who is some Black Lives Matter spokesman, says Jesus, white Jesus, must come down because it is a representative of white supremacy. Whoa, folks!
And we had a texter says, "What next, Mount Rushmore?" Well, they have said Mount Rushmore needs to be destroyed.
No, and South Dakota
and Governor of South Dakota says,
you're not.
Yeah.
You know what? You have to pick a new state to live in, Teresa. I might pick South Dakota.
Yeah.
Because that's been the only governor that's impressed me.
Yeah.
With standing up.
Cute.
And she said not on my watch. She's been like that through all the crazy mask this and mask that, and she didn't stand up for that.
Make no mistake, this is not about racism. This is about destroying the United States. They say it's irredeemable. America is racist and must be destroyed and built over. This is what the Bolsheviks did. This is what Mao did. That was the Cultural Revolution in China. He got rid of all Chinese history for the Chinese people. He got rid of it. He said, no, forget Confucius and Sun Tzu and all those other people. Mao is your God. Mao is your philosopher. Mao is the one who teaches you. That's what it's about.
And let me tell
you, don't have anything to go back to.
I've been looking at this stuff for 15 years plus, intently. It's later than we think.
It is much later than we think if we have this kind of
Mark to sit here and get to do what we do once a week, it might not happen after Christmas. I'm telling you, things could change rapidly and quickly, and everyone needs to stop just thinking it's going to get better.
This is our 1917.
And do what you can do. That's
in
right.
St. Petersburg, folks, we're seeing this playing out in our cities. These people are attacking the United States. They want to destroy your values. They want to destroy the nuclear family. They want to destroy our traditions, our heritage, everything that we have built. This
right.
is still and trying to, and they're using the wedge to malign it as, oh, it's a racist nation. It must be destroyed. Enough.
And
we
the
need
church
to stop
particularly
it.
Needs to not take the bait.
No,
necessarily.
The church needs
you
to
need
not
to
take
stand
the bait,
up
the corporations.
Where you stand up, but
now,
and
now
again, some are, but some aren't, and it's becoming a great division.
But
and
it's a tough call.
It is
I know
a tough
are going,
call.
Because look, they want Trump to do more, but the thing is, this is all happening in Democrat-run cities and states.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of up to them to do
more.
What that is.
And yep.
Somebody just wrote, Jesus wasn't white, he was Middle Eastern. It's crazy. Yeah. So, and you know what? People have all sorts of depictions of Jesus. And because you go to a black church and they'll have a black Jesus. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care what color you make him. He was Jesus.
Yeah.
He was God.
Right.
I think he can be whatever
everyone.
Color he wants to be.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. The historic mm-hmm. man, Jesus, was in Palestine, the Middle East.
Yeah.
He looked Middle Eastern.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's
right.
no question about that.
There's, yeah.
But how we want to portray him in mm-hmm. as an iconic symbol, you know, and that's...
Well, there was one of the only group of pastors. They were very brave. They actually went up to CHOP.
Yes, there were protests.
Did you see that? They call themselves Peacefully Gather. They have like, and they're just a group of pastors, and they really were just being very peaceful, but making a ton of sense and being very brave. And one of the pastors, he happened to be black, and, you know, he said, you better take this serious because next they'll come for the cross.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
First they'll complain it's just about the skin color of your portrait of Jesus.
Right.
Then the next thing it'll be the cross. And
then
it'll be no yep. different than Nazi Germany overnight.
And they'll get rid of the church.
Yes.
Why? Because it will not approve of LGBTQXYZ lifestyles.
Or Marxism.
And Marxism wants the church
just
gone.
Regular Marxism.
That's
doesn't
exactly
yeah.
that's where
collide
all
with
of
Christianity
this is
very well.
Headed.
That's right.
Make no mistake. And the column really ends with the fact that you can't rely on our leaders. It's time for the people to speak up and let it be known. Let their disapproval be known to our elected officials, to your friends and family.
Yeah.
Don't let them think that this is okay. This is very serious what we're doing. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more calls and texts, and we're going to get to Bubba Wallace. I've got it on here. We really need to address that. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, I wanted to make sure... Oh, wait, one other thing I want to say. Today is the 70th anniversary of the beginning of the Korean War. So don't let that be a forgotten war. There's still a lot of Korean War vets out there. Thank them. There was a very nice celebration, little commemoration at the battleship this morning at 10:30 for all of the Korean War vets that were still around, and they still memorialized all those that didn't come back. So it's not a forgotten war. It was a terrible war. Over 54,000 Americans lost their lives beating back communism right. and evil. 70 years ago today it started. Okay, the Bubba Wallace thing.
Yeah, all I was right. going to say.
Okay, yeah. So I finally, that's funny, I saw a supposed picture of the garage door pull the other day, and it was farther away, and it didn't look that ominous to me. But then I saw the one NASCAR released tonight, and I could see where somebody could look at that garage door pull and go, that looks like a noose. Hmm. Now, okay. I could also see where some smart aleck said, I'll tie this for you, you know, and tie it with something that looks like a noose. I don't think it was a proper noose, but I could see where somebody could mistake it for a noose. But here's my point on the Bubba Wallace story. So the FBI goes in and figures out that thing's been there since at least last year, and yep. Who knows how long, and it's been there for a while. We don't know that it was meant. They couldn't find anything to say, look, it was meant for this guy or whatever.
Right, right.
But let's assume for a second, maybe it was. But to me, the story is, as soon it was as revealed, what was the reaction? Did people go, well,
no,
that's what you
like,
get
yay!
For campaigning against the Confederate flag? No.
No, they were right.
NASCAR rejected it, condemned it. All the drivers were revolts. They had a big show of solidarity. They had a big day where they all got behind him, and they pushed his car out. All the drivers pushed his car out, and they embraced him and hugged him. And Richard Petty came out and hugged him and said, no, we're with you, man. You're one of us. We're standing with you. We reject that. Why is that not the story?
Because that doesn't feed
fit
into
the narrative.
And
when I was saying yay, I meant the media was like, oh, great, something. But you know what? Right. Did you feel like that was off from the minute? You know.
Oh, as soon as I heard it, I said, I'm not saying a word about it.
Me too. Yeah. I'm like, I'm giving this 48 hours
at
for
least
sure.
48 hours.
You know, you just
you
know.
To,
I'm like, that was
wait.
Planted. That was, you just knew something
oh,
was
that
off.
Was my first thoughts. You know, false flag. It was, you know, building in. Not knowing who may have done it. But looking at it, I mean, anybody can take different aspects away from what they see, okay?
Right.
But if it were something that was going to try to intimidate Bubba Wallace, wouldn't it have been better if it was hung over his car, over the work spot, instead of at the door?
Where it's
actually, the garage where door
it's actually,
pull.
Where it actually
a
has
pull?
A use.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
I
could
think,
use this to pull
no,
the door down. Right.
But again, look, 50.
And the fact that it wasn't a slip knot, because if it were, every time you reached up to pull that thing, it would grab
your fingers. It would have grabbed your hand. And you
yeah.
Could have
got it
out.
Wasn't.
So
it
couldn't
it was
have been.
Just like most. But, a lot of us have them in
oh,
our
yeah.
own garages.
Yeah.
When
but,
your
but,
garage door quits working and you're too cheap to get it fixed, you just but, tie a knot on there and
well,
do it yourself.
Particularly, I mean,
right.
those garage doors
thing.
Are extremely high. They're not like a normal household garage.
Right. That's true.
So when they're up.
They're
you
up.
Know, if you want to reach up to pull it down, you got to be a pretty tall guy or you
right.
got to have
so
a rope.
You have to have a rope. But I think still, regardless of whether it was intended or not, the real story is that nobody accepted it. It was condemned immediately
yeah.
by everybody.
Yeah.
Because, folks,
that's right.
Imagine 50 years ago. Would that have been the reaction? It might have been serious. People would have said, tough.
Yeah.
They would say,
or
that's
it
what
definitely
you get.
Wouldn't have been.
That's what you get for trying to
news,
drive in a white man's
there.
Sport
yeah.
or something
exactly.
like that, right?
You're exactly right.
That could that I could see that happening 50
years
ago.
Absolutely.
Well,
right.
And it was Alveda
that
King.
Doesn't happen anymore.
Alveda King has said, you know, a scar heals. It's still there. You can still see it, but it heals. I think that's America. However, she said, even if you pick long enough at a scar, though, you can make it bleed again.
Right.
This is what that is.
That's yeah. exactly what we're doing. And, that's why I'm aggravated by the – and I've lost some respect for Bubba Wallace.
Me too.
Why didn't he take the fact that Richard Petty and all the drivers came out and embraced him and said, no, dude, man, we don't condone that. We don't endorse that. You're one of us. We support you.
He decided
we
to double down
that.
With Don Lemon on CNN
yeah.
and with the hens on The View.
Yeah. To me, no, I'm sorry. All right, look, Kevin from Mobile has been patiently waiting for the last 3 hours. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Hey, always enjoying the show. Good topic here. You know, this right here is such a knee-jerk reaction on everything. You know, God loves everybody. If we believe in the Bible right there, he says, I created you in my image. And that way, God's white, black, pink, green, Chinese, Muslim, Jew, he's everything right there. But the world has become so soft and PC. I'm really glad that now is not 70 or 80 years ago when World War II was going on, because we would lose horribly. Everybody now is just wearing their feelings on their shoulders right there. And it's really sad. And like you say, everything becomes a narrative. The Bubba Wallace thing, the Wendy's thing, the this, the that right there. People need to go back and take accountability for themselves. Their cause needs to be themselves, in this order, God, themselves, and their family. If they would put things like that into perspective, the world would be a much better place. I could give a rat's you-know-what anybody calls me. Because you know what? Either you are or you aren't. And if you're offended at being offended, then God bless you. But you know what? People need to get back going to church, and nobody's going to tell me that I can't go to church right there. And when they're saying that you've got to wear these masks and all these mandates that come down right there, we really need to take a real hard look at just these small, like when you eat an elephant one bite at a time, and that's what these people are doing. They want their narrative out there, and they just keep going and going and going. Everybody needs to read the book, Rules, Nine Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. That's their mantra. That's their Bible. And if you look at it, it takes about 40 to 50 years to take over a nation. And we're almost here because we have cow-cowed down to all these blooming idiots. And we're listening to these people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all these people that have been over and over and over, their constituents have put them in. People, wise up and vote these fools out. They hate America. They hate you. And they'll turn on you in a New York second. If you want to really know how life is, talk to somebody that spent time in a concentration camp, if you can find one. Because I knew one, and she told me, she said, Kevin, if you don't love your country and you don't protect your freedoms, it can happen. We watched it happen in Nazi Germany, and it did.
And it can happen here.
I don't want my country to turn into that. So I guarantee, I know there's people like me and you that will defend our country. We will defend our sovereignty and our soul because our republic is precious. So we need to put it back in order. God, yourself, your family, your country. And it's going to happen. These people are, you know, they're going to rise up there and say, we're tired of this tomfoolery, and we're going to vote you out, and we're going to get our country back on track.
And that's what I'm hoping we're going to see in November, a backlash.
Don't let your guard down. Do not let your guard down.
Yeah, I agree with that. I hope we're going to see a backlash, and you reminded me of something also that was in the column. One of the reasons we have this over the last 40, 50 years is because we've ceded education to the communists and Marxists and socialists. Our children have been educated to hate capitalism, to hate the United States. They don't understand the brilliance of this constitutional republic, so they're easily swayed by all of this propaganda. Somebody just texted in, Morgan Freeman said, you can only stop it by stop talking about it.
Yeah.
And at some point, you have to move on and deal with the problems.
Nikita Khrushchev said it in 1956 there at the UN Council. He said, I will take over your country and I will not fire a shot. And we laughed at him.
Right, that's right. Kevin, thanks for calling, but we're out of time. I appreciate the call and the comments and listening. Folks, this is very, very serious. Do not mistake that this is an actual attack on the United States of America. They are not there for reforms. They are there to destroy this country. It's time to stand up. Folks, y'all have a great weekend, and we will be back next week with more Common Sense Radio. Honey, it's time to come home.